Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 187 of Beyond the Supernatural. We're in the occupations section. Yesterday we talked about the medical doctor, who, while they do excel at strange combinations of strange skills, they do not, in fact, top the list when it comes to actual medical skill percentages. The generic scholar occupation is just as good at practical medical skills. But if the medical doctor seemed to be lacking a little something in the medical training department, just wait until you hear the shoddy fucking state of medical education in evidence with the rest of these medical occupations. Today we're hitting the final three of them, the paramedic, the psychiatrist slash psychologist, and the veterinarian. Now, we're not going to talk much about the paramedic, because I happen to know that the paramedic is going to come up in a future episode, and I sort of want to save that discussion for that time. But I will point out that the paramedic has the sensory equipment skill. This is only natural. After all, you need the sensory equipment skill to read all kinds of conventional medical equipment, like an EKG, for example. Basically any other kind of electronic monitoring device for medical purposes. And by the way, not for nothing, but the paramedic is also unexpectedly a cool dude profession. You expect it from the bounty hunter, you expect it from the various athletes, but the paramedic, like, good driver, bodybuilding, skilled, responsible job, you throw a bonus to domestic skills in there, so you've got kind of a softer side, an unexpectedly dreamy occupation. Just want to put it out there. But the big takeaway, the sensory equipment skill. So, okay, we move on from the paramedic to the psychiatrist slash psychologist. Listen to the description. Quote, a doctor specializing in mental illness, personality disorders, stress, anxiety, and the therapy and other treatments to alleviate the problems. The main difference between the two professions is a psychologist is a therapist and cannot usually prescribe medicine, and a psychiatrist has a stronger medical background and can prescribe medication, has the chemistry colon pharmaceutical skill, and maybe an MD. Now, in real life, as far as I know, a psychiatrist is always an MD. Here it says only that a psychiatrist may be an MD, and even that, mechanically speaking, is in question. You don't get MD as an occupational skill, even optionally, but you may be able to get it as an elective skill. Under elective skills, it says, quote, select 9 from the standard available categories plus any medical skill. Now, I don't know if that means pick 9 skills of your choice plus any one medical skill, many of which are normally not available as elective skills, or whether it's just a weird way of saying, pick 9 from the standard available categories plus medical. Pick as many as you want from that category. That will determine whether the character can be an MD, because they would need to pick up pathology first, then MD. But lest you think this is going to be a completely dull occupation, where I'm dealing with these little niggling semantic issues with the sentences in the elective section, what I need you to know is you don't want to be an MD anyway, because you do not want to go the psychiatrist route here. Yes, prescribing medicine unethically is a ton of fun. Yes, psychiatric drugs are some of the most fun to prescribe unethically. I understand that. Everyone understands that. At first blush, you think, I want to delight my friends and torment my foes with ill-gotten pharmaceuticals. Of course. But understand that the alternative is that this medical professional is a real fucking weirdo. And that's exactly what you need for monster hunting. If you don't take chemistry colon pharmaceutical, you can instead take parapsychology. This is a great way to get the parapsychology skill. Anybody can take it as an elective because it is a science skill as well as a medical skill. But taking it here as an occupational skill, you get a plus 20%. In addition to that, this occupation gets research, as you would expect from a medical professional. You get lore colon superstitions at plus 20%, presumably so that you can diagnose people. But this is a very useful paranormal investigation ability. It's also just a cool character quirk to have lore colon superstitions at plus 20%. In a game specifically about the real supernatural, it's cool to have an encyclopedic knowledge of things that, even in this dark and bonkers world, are bullshit. You also get a lore skill of choice at plus 15%. You get the psychology skill at plus 25%. That is a great score and a useful skill. The most important thing for X-File-style monster hunting purposes is that weird sentence about elective medical skills. Remember, quote, select 9 from the standard available categories plus any medical skill. The thing is, the other medical occupations don't say select any elective skill you want plus medical skills, because you already get access to the medical category with your elective skills. but only a few of those skills are actually available as electives. The way it's phrased here means that the psychiatrist slash psychologist alone gets access to any medical skill as an elective. That's what allows them to become medical doctors, potentially. Assuming you can take as many as you want from that category, and you can actually take pathology and medical doctor, then yeah, you can be an MD. However, you can also take a variety of other skills at a big fat plus 15% bonus. If you want, you can take the weirder, fluffier stuff, and it would be very appropriate to this character. You can take your animal husbandry, your medicinal brewing, your holistic medicine, the things that are normally allowed as elective skills, but you can also take crime scene investigation, if you want. An immensely useful skill for a monster hunter. Pathology, toxicology, you can take veterinary science, which may sometimes be applicable to monsters. So, you know, if you capture a hellhound and you want to see how its anatomy works and all that, that's veterinary science. Can a medical doctor have veterinary science? No. Can a paramedic have veterinary science? No. But for whatever reason, a psychologist can have veterinary science. Most importantly, there is the forensics skill. Because it is a medical skill that is not available as an elective, only the psychiatrist slash psychologist can take this skill, and it is the skill you use to perform autopsies. As you know, if you are an X-Files viewer, autopsies are like 80 or 90% of working a paranormal case, for the simple reason that autopsies are a mystery writer's best friend, right? Like if you're doing a chupacabra plot, you can't risk having the protagonists run up while a chupacabra is in mid-goat suck and be like, hey, you, we've got you surrounded, drop the goat, and then you capture and interrogate the chupacabra. That's like one scene and the mystery is done, right? That's chupacabra all wrapped up. It's in the books. The world is safe for delicious goats. You don't want that to happen as a mystery writer. So instead of having the characters run up while chupacabra is still sucking, you have them show up after the chupacabra is gone, leaving just dead bodies behind. Couple dead goats, a dead farmer. That should be plenty. Three bodies. You do a few autopsies. You find some missing blood. You find some claw marks. You find some fang marks. You can get your clues and you avoid any risk that you end up with a chupacabra in the back of a patrol car before the end of the first act. So you're going to be doing a ton of autopsies. And who can do autopsies? Among the medical professions, only, for whatever reason, the psychiatrist slash psychologist can perform autopsies. Now, if you're smart enough to do what I've recommended here and opt to be a weird doctor rather than a quote-unquote good doctor, you can ditch all those skills you don't need and instead take just forensics for autopsies and then take all this great shit. Parapsychology, psychology, crime scene investigation. You get a lore of choice at plus 15% as an occupational skill. As a trained and qualified psychiatrist, you are not necessarily a medical doctor. You do not even necessarily practice quote-unquote medicine, conventional medicine. But you do have one lore skill as an occupational skill. Part of your central competency could be, for example, knowledge of fairies and other creatures of magic. To quote briefly from that skill, quote, "The study of fairies, changelings, shape-changers, giants, dragons, the Sphinx, and creatures of magic throughout the ages." It can be part of your psychiatric training that while you couldn't necessarily name or identify all the major organs in the human body, you're not that kind of doctor, you do know a whole hell of a lot about giants, leprechauns, etc. This is a fun doctor to be. Definitely more on the soft side, like we're not talking about a medical doctor here, and we're not even really talking about a psychologist. This is verging into like therapist, okay, life coach maybe is more like it, guru maybe even, spirit guide. But the point is you have an office, that office has a placard on the door, and somewhere there may be an insurance company dumb enough to pay for you. That's what's important. So I highly recommend the quote-unquote psychiatrist slash psychologist. You really want to be playing a very woo-woo parapsychologist with this occupation. But this occupation having everything only casts into starker relief the dumbest thing on this page, and it pains me to say it, the veterinarian occupation. The veterinarian occupation is well-intentioned. In another game, it might be quite good. But the veterinarian runs into the problem with Palladium, which is the combination of an unfailing desire to minutely catalog and compartmentalize in-fiction reality, regardless of its relevance to gameplay, combined with a frequently failing ability to do so. So that we've got skills for things like sensory equipment. It's not enough to have a paramedic skill. We need to separate and distinguish your specific ability to read an EKG, combined with an author who simply forgets that you need that skill to read an EKG and fails to give it to medical doctors, psychiatrists, parapsychologists, veterinarians, so that none of them can read their equipment. I guess they have to call in a paramedic every time someone is hooked up to one of those newfangled machines that the hospital is filled with. Everybody has that problem except for the paramedic, but with the veterinarian, it goes much deeper. Start with the fact that they can't read any medical equipment. Combine with that the fact that of all these medical occupations, only the medical doctor has the advanced mathematics skill, which covers all mathematics at a level of complexity equal to or greater than algebra. So canonically, no medical professionals other than the medical doctor can do algebra. And I, you know, you could say, you could hand wave this, like, as a GM, am I going to make people roll to do algebra? Well, bearing in mind that the medical doctor is the theoretically premier medical professional, and they only get a plus 12% to advanced mathematics, which means they have something like a 76% chance of successfully completing an algebra word problem, I think it's unfair to the medical doctor to just let everybody else skate by with no advanced mathematical skill. It's disrespectful of their degree, frankly. Like, I didn't go through 4 grueling years of medical school for everybody else to simply be told how many fucking apples Sally has left, okay? I went deep into debt to discover what X equals, and that knowledge is my stock in trade. So don't be just giving it away to Dr. Woo Woo over there. They know about giants, all right? They've got other competencies. Algebra is for MDs. So the veterinarian, like these other professions, can't do algebra. Can't read their instruments, can't do algebra. In addition to that, the veterinarian lacks other skills that are common to the psychiatrist, the psychologist, and the medical doctor. For example, research. I guess in veterinary school, you never have to do any research. Like, all the way through undergrad, too. I don't know how you manage that. Like, even if you always knew you wanted to be a vet, at some point, don't you have to write a paper about colonialism? Like, at some point, don't you have to write about the Vietnam War or the Harlem Renaissance or something? I guess not. I guess you found a loophole. Hey, maybe it was like students who don't do dissections, but the other way around. Maybe it was like, excuse me, you know, I'm training to be a veterinarian. I'm a strict empiricist. I ethically object to humanities essays. I wonder if I could just dissect a frog or a rabbit instead. Some kind of pig embryo, I don't know. And then you just dissected your way all the way through your undergrad. I have no idea. But whatever the case may be, somehow the veterinarian has no research skill, no technical writing skill, no computer operation. Now, I was willing to chalk up the lack of the sensory equipment skill to just a mistake on the author's part. But if you can't read your equipment, and you can't even use like a standard desktop computer, we're talking about a real fucking bumpkin here. I mean, your title is veterinarian, but you're more like a dog whisperer or like Dr. McCoy in the original Star Trek, who I see no evidence that he ever graduated space medical school. Never seems to know what the fuck he's doing. I mean, I like McCoy, but it's because he's just a simple country doctor. Maybe a simple country vet. I don't know. Like, based on his demonstrated ability to save lives, treat illnesses, I mean, Vulcan biology? Come on, dude. The first officer is a Vulcan. Like, I mean, I don't expect you to be a leading expert in surgery on Vulcans, but from the way he talks, I feel like McCoy would fail health class in Vulcan junior high. But he's missing basic information, and he never seems ashamed of this. He seems offended that other people would think he would know things. Like, damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a high school graduate. That's the vibe that I get from this veterinarian. Because listen to these skills. Animal husbandry, biology, breed dogs, first aid, lore, colon, cattle, and animals, which is a very generalized and woo-woo skill, which includes things like, you know, what do cows eat, where do horses live, but also includes, like, what magic has been attributed to horses? How would you go about worshipping a bull? That's the kind of shit that a veterinarian knows, and then you do get your toxicology, your veterinary science, your zoology, basic vet stuff, but not at all a rounded education, and then you get a plus 10% to medical skills or science skills if you care to take them, but also to horsemanship and wilderness skills. Other than toxicology, this skill set would be equally appropriate to a solicitous cowboy as to a veterinarian. In fact, I think if we're being fair, a solicitous, compassionate cowboy should probably be able to take the veterinarian occupation. Like, loving to kill and doing it for free is enough to get you the hitman occupation. Then if you just really have a big heart and all the time in the world for a cow's problems, I think that makes you a vet. In spirit, it makes you a vet. But that's not what this occupation is. This occupation specifies that you have access to veterinarian facilities, you get paid like a vet, you are a certified medical professional. That comes with the occupation, and therefore the dumbest thing on this page is that in the year 2005, we are to understand that a veterinarian definitely knows all the great cows of history, like Mrs. O'Leary's cow, the cow Jack sold for magic beans, man-eating cow, Ferdinand. But while a vet may know lots of stories and tales about animals, that veterinarian cannot necessarily do any kind of research, medical or otherwise, do technical writing at a professional or even academic standard, operate or even turn on a desktop computer, or do algebra. Oh, and don't forget, this veterinarian also cannot read the output from any of their advanced equipment, if indeed they have any, and are not just operating in an anonymous rural town somewhere out of a repurposed barn with vet painted on the side, spelled with two T's. Emotionally, I'm positive on all these occupations. I think the paramedic is real cool. I think the psychiatrist slash psychologist slash actually parapsychologist is potentially super weird and fun. And I like the concept of an action veterinarian. But overall, these medical occupations are just a great example of how this game has too many goddamn skills, so many that the author can't remember to give them to everyone who needs them, with the result that there are giant gaps. When you factor in sensory equipment and advanced mathematics, every single medical occupation is missing essential skills for doing their job. And the most frustrating part is, these are skills that don't need to exist. Who rolls to do goddamn algebra in Beyond the Supernatural? So anyway, this whole set of occupations is kind of an indictment of the entire skill system, but given that it is what it is, the odd medic out is the veterinarian. That's the one that is really lacking essential skills. Join me next time when we move on to another minutely subdivided set of occupations, the police occupations, and discuss another occupation that is, like the paramedic, rather more action-oriented than you would expect on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.